Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game two of a six-game series between the first-place St. Lucie Mets and your Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loft is here with you, joined alongside my main man, Rich Jarbo. How we doing tonight, partner?
Very excited to be here. It turned out to be a beautiful day.
The skies have parted, Rich.
It was raining on the way in.
I got to put my sunglasses on for tonight's ball game as we are getting set here for the second installment of the St. Lucie Mets versus the Palm Beach Cardinals here. We had ourselves a good one last night as the St. Lucie Mets come into tonight's ball game with a stranglehold division 15-7 record, first place in the Florida State League East Division, best record in Florida State League overall, two games better than the Bradenton Marauders, who post a 13-9 record. St. Lucie comes in winners of four straight, 7-3 over their last 10. However, a 5-5 road record, as the Cardinals look to send them back under 500 here on the road. Well, St. Lucie did not skip a beat coming into town last night after coming off their series victory against the Daytona Tortugas, in which they took 5 out of 6 from their northern rivals. The Mets scattered 12 hits in last night's ballgame, separated by 3 solo home runs, en route to a 3-1 victory in the series opener. Both teams weren't able to capitalize to bust the game open, as the Mets went 0-4 with men in scoring position, leaving 8 men on base, whereas the Redbirds went 0-10 with runners in scoring position, leaving 10 on base. And speaking of your Palm Beach Cardinals, they come into tonight's ballgame a 9-13 record, 4 games under .500. Last place in the 4-man Florida State League East Division. They currently stand 6 games back of the St. Lucie Mets in the Eastern Division. Cardinals losers of 2 straight, 7-6 home record, however, a game over .500, as the Redbirds offense scuffled last night, only mustering 6 hits against the Mets pitching staff. Palm Beach will have to figure something out tonight as they come in ranked last in the league in total batting average, hitting just .204 on the year, whereas St. Lucie comes in ranked at the top, hitting .260 as a club. Big differential right there. We'll see how the Cards offense handles tonight's starting pitcher for the Mets. Rich, who do we got out on the hill in tonight's ballgame?
Sure thing. From the St. Lucie Mets, we're going to see some work from the right-handed pitcher out of Boston, Massachusetts, at 6'5", 225 pounds, number 28, Mike Vassell. He's 0-1 on the season with a 3.18 ERA. This is going to be his 5th game of the season with 17 innings pitched so far and 14 strikeouts to his name. Little fun fact about Vassell, he was quite the basketball player, but it looks like he leaned more towards baseball, and thankfully so.
Did he shoot more than Ben Simmons?
Oh, I'm not sure about that one. I'll have to ask him next time. But from the Palm Beach Cardinals, we're going to see the 23-year-old out of Austin, Texas, at 6'3", 240 pounds, number 38, Trent Baker. He's 1-2 on the season with an almost identical ERA as Mike Vassell. The opposing pitcher has a 3.18, Baker at 3.15. It's also going to be his 5th game here today. So he's pitched 20 innings with 19 Ks to come along with that one. So a 1-1 strikeout inning ratio. Well, Brian, it's going to be interesting to see who can come out with the W today. It's going to be tough for Palm Beach here as they are going up against the team with the best record in the Florida State League, like you said, 15-7.
Yeah, and you work for the St. Lucie Mets. We met each other last year doing the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads, as the Cardinals will take the field wearing white from top to bottom, Palm Beach across their chest. We're going to send you down to first pitch and national anthem here at the Dean.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and direct your attention towards the flag. Time now to honor America, and here to perform our national anthem, the president of show business, Sweet Lou Volano.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the
Ask you, Rich, does it get any better than sweet Lou Villano pumping out our national anthem here at the Dean?
Yeah, I think he does it a lot, doesn't he?
He does do it a lot.
He's pretty good.
It never gets old. It's a beautiful job by my main man out there, SLV, I should say, sweet Lou Villano. So we'll get you set for our starting lineups in tonight's ballgame here at the Dean, game two of the six-game series. Leading things off for the first-place St. Lucie Mets will be Alex Ramirez. He's out in center field. Batting in the two-hole will be Stanley Kunciguri. He's out in left field. In the three-spot, pair of home runs in last night's ballgame. The designated hitter will go to Carlos Dominguez. He's batting third. Shervin Newton is back over at shortstop. He's in the cleanup spot. William Lugo is over at the hot corner at third base. He's batting fifth. Raul Barisierta is back at first base. He's batting sixth. Omar De Los Santos gets the start out in right field. He will be batting seventh. Kevin Villavicencio is over at second base and batting eighth and rounding out the lineup for Robbie Robinson's St. Lucie Mets will be Jose Rivera. He has the catching duties tonight for Mike Vassell out on the mound, the right-handed pitcher. Once again, that's Ramirez, Kunciguri, Dominguez, Newton, Lugo, Barisierta, De Los Santos, Villavicencio, and Rivera. For the St. Lucie Mets. For your Palm Beach Cardinals, leading things off will be Ramon Mendoza. He's over at second base. Tyler Reichenborn gets the start out in center field. The hot-hitting Tyler Reichenborn is batting second. Osvaldo Tavalin is over in right field, getting his first start in right field tonight. He is batting third. Brady Whalen will be batting fourth. He's at shortstop, batting fifth. Wade Stauss is the designated hitter, batting sixth. Aaron McKeithen has the catching duties. He's batting seventh. Hansel Otamendi out in left, batting eighth. And Sander Mora rounds out the lineup, batting ninth. First pitch, we are underway at the Dean. This one's blooped into shallow left field. This is in for a base hit. And much like last night, Alex Ramirez jumping all over the first pitch for a base hit.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. Wasn't expecting that.
And we saw it last night, Ramirez and Kunciguri. Two singles in two pitches. We're going to see if they try and do that again here. Runner on first to start things out. And the skies have parted, Rich.
Yeah, there's still a little shadow out there, but it'll move in probably a few innings.
First pitch, swing and a miss.
I'll tell you what, anyone that's listening out there, you got to get your butt over to the Dean. Because they got some brand new scoreboards out there on almost, not yet.
And we got Silver Slugger night here, too, on a beautiful Wednesday night. The 0-1 fouled right at the plate.
Let me tell you, these scoreboards, they're looking nice.
It's looking promising.
Nice and big, too, yeah. You can't miss them out there in the outfield.
We still got to squint our eyes at the temporary scoreboard out there in right center field between the 350 light pole and 382 light pole out there in right center field. But we do have a nice crowd here tonight, which is good to see. Shadows creeping in from the pillars along the third base side. 0-2, runner goes, fouled straight back to the screen. Kunciguri comes into tonight's ballgame batting .295 on the season. Went 2-for-4 with a walk in last night's ballgame. I'm playing with fire here too, Rich. I got the window open over here.
Oh, you remember what happened last time I was here.
I know, I'll block it. I'll take one off the forehead if I have to. The 0-2 fouled at the plate.
Yeah, and in this industry, Brian, it's you come first. Then. And what I mean by that is it hits you before the computer.
Agreed. This face doesn't need much protection. The 0-2 misses upstairs.
Great face for radio, right?
That's what my parents tell me. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Top half of the first. Glad you're joining us here. Pickoff throw to first. Back safely is Ramirez.
Ramirez always got those chains on. I see he's wearing them right now. He's got some nice. He's got three chains on. One of them says Ramirez. The other one says 25 is number, and then I don't know what the other one says.
The 1-2. Slider misses on the outside edge. McKeithen tried framing it for home plate umpire Trey Ward, who will be calling balls and strikes tonight. Chad Westlake along the base paths as the count runs to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, I'm not sure what's brighter right now, the Mets uniforms or the sun right now.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the orange.
2-2. Misses inside. The throw down to second runner goes. He is in there safely. Stolen base by Alex Ramirez, his second stolen base on the year. It'll put a runner in scoring position for the Mets here in the top half of the first. Mendoza, the second baseman, creeping in at second, trying to keep the runner close to 3-2, pulls the string on a changeup. Filthy pitch right there to retire Consigura. One out here in the top half of the first.
Not batting. The designated hitter. Number 10.
And that'll bring up the dangerous Carlos Dominguez. He had an okay night last night.
Dangerous Dominguez. I like that.
2-for-3 in last night's ball game with a walk. And I guess you could. He had 2 solo home runs, too. And neither of them have landed yet. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, slider misses down and away for ball one. Well, Rich and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter, right, Rich? At RDC Broadcast.
RDC Broadcast. Any questions you have for us, any comments you want to make, we'd love to hear them.
Don't be shy tonight. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. The 1-0 catches the outside corner for a called strike one looking. Dominguez hitting .273 on the year, 7 homers, 17 RBIs. Among the league leaders in those categories. Shadows creeping out in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. The 1-1. Slider catches the inner third.
That was there for him. I say you swing the bat on that one. Especially with that runner over on second.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at second is Ramirez. Time is called at the plate.
I think it's funny the way they the catchers frame up the ball when we have a computer out there doing the. They still try. I like it.
Because why not? Does a double take at second. Dancing off the bag is Ramirez, the 1-2. Bounces in the dirt. Nice sliding block right there by McKeithen behind home plate. Last night, the Mets had a lot of runners on base, just weren't able to capitalize, and that game could have escalated quickly. Like we mentioned during the pregame, they had 3 solo home runs.
Yeah, lucky to not have anyone on base during those home runs. So that'll do some damage.
The 2-2 swung on, fouled straight back to the screen.
You see the instinct, though?
Rich was getting ready over here.
If that screen wasn't there, I swear to you that was coming right at me.
That was coming right for your window. Luckily, it's closed. Mine is open because I'm stupid.
Well, you'll make the catch. You brought your glove.
Did I? The 2-2. Swung on. Cued off the end of the bat and fouled straight to the backstop.
It's good to see some fans out here.
Yeah, Dominguez coming off a hot series against the Daytona Tortugas last week where he hit 2 home runs. He has a strikeout. The game where he did not have a strikeout was last night. The 2-2. Swung on and fouled at the plate. Got a beautiful silver slugger night here at the Dean every Wednesday. Now we got Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. And you were telling me we got tacos and tequila coming up soon?
Tacos and tequila on this Saturday.
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
I'm not really understanding.
You like your tacos, not so much tequila.
I do like the tacos, though.
The 2-2. Swung on. This ball is driven out to left field. Going back is Otamendi. He's to the track. He's to the wall. and this ball is gone. Have yourself a series, Carlos Dominguez. That's his third home run here in the first two games, and the Mets are out to an early 2-0 lead here in the top half of the first.
That is unbelievable. Another home run.
Probably won't be seeing too much of him down here with St. Lucie that much longer.
I'll tell you something about this Mets team is they're going to go put a helmet on him right now. It's nice and sparkly. It's the home run helmet. You might see it down there. One of the players has it. Going to throw it on him. Every player that gets a home run has to wear the home run helmet for the rest of the inning.
We'll bring up the shortstop, Shervin Newton, to the plate. The first pitch in for a called strike one. Well, to be able to hit that home run, dealing with the shadows in between home plate and the pitcher's mound, that was a no doubt about her. The 0-1 swing and a miss.
Could it have been the broadcaster's jinx?
Maybe. I don't know.
Shervin Newton, a pretty big man there, too.
The 0-2 fouled at the plate. Well, Mets out to an early 2-0 lead. Trent Baker already up to 19 pitches so far, 14 for strikes. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning for Baker. That'll bring up William Lugo to the plate.
I'm thinking my little piece of paper here is going to be colorful tonight with the strikeouts and the home runs. I don't have any colors for home runs, actually.
Righty-on-righty matchup, the first pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. Lugo 1-for-4 in last night's ball game with a strikeout. He's hitting .232 so far on the season. A homer to go along with 7 RBIs. The 1-0. Misses upstairs in the zone. Third baseman Sander Mora, the only infielder or outfielder standing in the shadows right now. Along the third baseline, the 2-0 swing and a miss. Yeah, they pulled the tarp off the field around 5:30 this afternoon. This one's lined right over the leaping glove of Rivas, the shortstop, and into left field for a base hit. Lugo will be a two-out base runner. That'll bring up Raul Barrasierta to the plate.
If he would have made that catch over at shortstop, might have landed a spot on the ejected top 10.
What do you mean by ejected top 10?
I mean the ejected podcast, the top 10 plays of the week.
I heard that's a really good podcast, ejected podcast.
That's what I'm hearing.
You folks should tune into it. It's pretty good as Barrasierta steps into the plate working on an 8-game hit streak. He'll take the first pitch right down Main Street for ball one.
You can find it on YouTube at Ejected Podcast, and we're now on Acast as well as in the on iTunes. Should just be able to type it in.
The 1-0 misses off the plate. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes to Barrasierta. Coming in hitting .333 on the season. The 2-0 swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Bakeithan. Yeah, I think there's a new episode out tonight on that Ejected podcast.
Should be a new episode out tonight. It's already out on iTunes, as it's a little bit easier to download that way.
The 2-1. Swung on and missed. Fastball 93 on the... You like that radar gun we have out there, Rich?
I'm not seeing a radar gun.
No, it's all in the eyes. It's all in the eyes. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Baker set up the belt. The 2-2. Fastball called, third strike looking for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the first, but not before the damage has been done. Two runs in the inning on a two-run homer. There we go. And we're headed to the bottom half of the first here at the Dean. 2-0 Mets.
How's the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first, 2-0 Mets out to an early lead. Ramon Mendoza will lead things off. He'll take a first pitch strike looking on the inner half. Mike Vassell out on the mound. The 0-1 swung on, skied back and to our right. Nice size crowd here for a Silver Slugger Wednesday night at the Dean. The 0-2 bounces in the dirt. Mendoza 0 for 3 in last night's ball game, the series opener. He did have a pair of walks. The 0-2 chopped foul into the dugout along the third base side for the St. Lucie Mets.
And happy May the 4th.
May the 4th
to all you, Star Wars fans
yeah.
out there. It looks like Star Wars night here in the Dean is April 30th. Oh, it already happened. Like, what month are we in?
Oh, boy.
I was wondering why all these jerseys are up for auction. At MILB.com if you'd like to grab one of them.
The 2-2 swung on, fouled behind home plate. This is coming towards our booth. Off the roof. Coming off the roof and a souvenir.
It looks like all these game used jerseys are on sale. All of them starting at $60.
2-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. Mendoza goes down on strikes. Yeah, come join us for Star Wars night, April the 30th.
I was wondering why these jerseys are all on. What's going on?
My man. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn to the plate. Tyler had himself a night last night, going 2-for-5, 6-game hitting streak, 7-game on-base streak. The righty Vassell lines and delivers. First pitch misses high and inside for ball one. Tyler coming in batting 260 on the year, 367 on base percentage. Very scrappy at the plate. The 1-0 fouled straight back.
Thank goodness for that net. I really like the shirts that the greeters out here have. Those little tropical Roger Dean.
The 1-1 breaking ball misses inside. Do you think you could pull off that shirt?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It seems more like a shirt that...
I like
that,
it, though.
...that the geriatrics would wear.
I'm not saying I would wear it,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I like it. It's a good look.
Get a free bowl of soup with that shirt.
Yeah,
it looks good
me.
On you, though. The 2-1. On the outer third, it's ruled a ball. Jose Rivera tried framing it for Trey Ward. Does not get the call. Counts 3-1.
I was just going to mention that for the computer, yeah.
This ball's roped down the left field line. This is in for a base hit. Cutting it off is Con Segura, making the wide turnaround first is Reichenborn. He will hold there. The throw will come in and get away. Not sure what happened there. A little errant throw by the left fielder, Con Segura, back into the infield. Reichenborn, very wise to that, will take second base. It's got to be an error on someone.
It looked like Con Segura was just trying to get it in quickly and may have thrown it a little soft on to the cutoff man. Just went right through the five hole.
Well, the Cardinals need to capitalize with runners in scoring position. They were 0 for 10 in last night's ball game. Guess that'll bring up Osvaldo Tavalin to the plate.
Yeah, this is looking familiar from the last inning.
First pitch grounded sharply to second. Easy play for Villavicencio. He'll throw down to Barisierta. 4-3 put out, moving down to third on the play. We'll be Reichenborn here with two outs. That'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate. Made his Palm Beach Cardinal 2022 debut in last night's ball game. He went 1-for-3 with a walk.
Yeah, way to advance the runner on that. At least he got something out. A productive out.
Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch on the outer third misses wide. Yeah, the lower body of Vassell standing in the shadows, the upper body in the sunlight. As this one's fouled just above the dugout of the Palm Beach Cardinals along the first base side.
Yeah, swinging for the fences here.
Yeah, half of the pitcher is standing in the shadows. Whalen, the batter, standing in full sunlight as the pillars create these shadows along the third base side. The 1-1 snaps off a breaking ball. Called a strike on the outer third.
That's a nasty pitch that was.
The wind and the 1-2. Swung on, jammed him, fouled behind home plate. This is coming towards us. And out of play.
Is that a ball for a lucky fan, or did that go to the parking lot?
I think it went right next to your car, Rich. Oh. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball misses off the plate. Count runs even at 2-2. Yeah, they got the bingo cards out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They got the special silver slugger shirts that these folks are wearing. As the 2-2 comes in, misses wide, count runs full.
Oh, 88-mile-an-hour changeup right there. Love to see that.
The payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled. Into the dugout along the first base side. My parents don't like when I use the word geriatrics because they think I'm referring to them.
Ah, come on now.
They're still young at heart. My mom's turning 29 next month. 3-2, check swing at the plate. It's ruled a strike nonetheless as he goes down swinging for the final out to retire the side. Two strikeouts in the inning. Scattered around one hit for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We're headed to the top half of the second here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarborough here at the Dean.
Court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste.
And we're back here for the top half of the second. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the St. Lucie Mets. They're out to an early 2-0 lead. The first pitch to Omar De Los Santos misses upstairs in the zone for ball one. The 1-0. Swung on, skied. First base side. Whalen will give this a look over at first base. He will run out of room. This will drop 5 rows deep into the stands.
There's some passionate fans out there.
They're getting rowdy here. You figured it was Thirsty Thursday tonight.
Tequila night, yeah.
Man.
Tacos and tequila. But that's not until this Saturday.
Maybe they're testing the tequila on these fans tonight to see how it goes.
Little guinea pigs.
The 1-1 runs inside. Well, they didn't give us any in the booth, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
The 2-1. You don't eat tequila, you drink it.
Yeah, but tacos, too. Tequila tacos.
The 2-1 foul down the third baseline. Infield straight away, outfield straight away, the 2-2 delivery. Swung on and fouled at the plate.
Wonder where all those tacos are coming from.
This is true.
Are they making them here, you think? Are they bringing them in?
That's a good question. The 2-2 swinging a miss, drop third strike. Up with it is McKeithen. He'll throw down to first. And half-heartedly jogging down to first is Omar De Los Santos, not busting it out of the box.
Not bad.
You might be able to get away with that at the major league level, but that might be a bad look down here at the minor leagues. I'm just saying.
It's not going to work.
That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio to the plate. That's a solid name.
Villavicencio. I like that.
How many syllables is that? First pitch cued off the end of the bat, fouled back to the backstop. Well, Villavicencio playing in his fifth game here with St. Lucie. 4-for-14 so far batting on the season. The 0-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Looks like Baker seems to be settling down out on the hill right now. Working from the shadows, the 0-2 bounces in the dirt. Well, the pitcher standing in the shadows, the batter and catcher standing in the sunlight. And who would have thought an hour ago that we've had sunlight here at the Dean?
Well, not Dennis, I'll tell you that much.
The 1-2 misses upstairs.
Dennis Van Feckman.
He's on the Ejected podcast too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. He is.
The 2-2. Misses low. Count runs full to Villavicencio. I heard you guys had a big loser on that podcast last night.
Oh, we did.
The payoff pitch. Swung on this one, skied behind home plate, right in the infield. McKeithen calling everybody off. Now Brady Whalen, the first baseman, calling everybody off. The first baseman comes in and makes the catch 5 feet in front of home plate.
And thank goodness someone caught that, because you just hate to see errors like that when it happens. Just doesn't look good.
Great communication by the Redbirds right here. Two outs in the inning, top half of the second. That'll bring up the catcher, the nine-hitter, Jose Rivera, to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch fastball runs inside for ball one.
A little 15-inch vertical break. I'm not really sure what that is. I'm not going to lie to you.
You got some stats on that computer right there. The 1-0 swing and a miss has him fooled on the breaking ball. Rivera batting 182 so far in the season. However, a .400 on-base percentage. The 1-1. That's jammed him, skied out of play.
That's deadly.
Yeah.
.400, you said?
He gets on base.
Wow.
Much like my golf swing. Ugly, but effective.
But he's batting so far in the back of the lineup.
Doesn't matter how you get in the hole, just, you know. Baker winds in the 1-2. Swung on this one's flared out to right field. Going back is to Valen. He's going to have to battle the sunlight, and he will make the running catch for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the second. A clean inning for Trent Baker. No runs, no hits, no errors. Side retired in order. We're headed to the home half of the second here at the Dean. 2-0 Mets.
U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the bottom half of the second. 5, 6, and 7. Do it for your Redbirds. Jeremy Rebus, followed by Wade Stouse and Aaron McKeithen, do up this half inning. 2-0 Mets out to an early lead thanks to the 2-run blast by Carlos Dominguez, his third home run of the series. Something tastes like chicken down there. The first pitch misses inside for ball one. Much different atmosphere than it was last night as the 1-0 comes in. Misses inside. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes to Rebus.
Have we checked Twitter recently, Brian?
Where can we find it on Twitter? At RDC Broadcast?
I believe so.
Yeah, no love so far. These fans are a little shy early on in the season as the 2-0 is cued foul down the first baseline.
Are you sure? Have you given it a little refresh? Or?
I did. These fans are very shy tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Here we go. Well, ejected podcast runs inside.
A little cutter. Well, what's it say, Brian?
What? I don't like you right now, Rich. The 3-1, a one-hopper to shortstop. Easy play for Newton. He'll throw across the diamond to Barrasierto for the 6-3 putout. So on Twitter at RDC Broadcast, ejected podcast gave us a message. It says, make sure to give us a listen. Also, take that L in the roast, the host. That I guess Ejected Podcast does a roast the host type deal.
I guess so.
Where they do a little trivia out there.
If you'd like to be, if you know sports and you'd like to be featured, shoot us a message.
Come join us on the Ejected Podcast. First pitch to Wade Stouse in for a called strike one. Yeah, Rich is taunting me right now as the 0-1 comes in. Bounces in the dirt.
Looks like these fans are taunting. Oh, there's a mascot. Look at that.
Robbie the Redbird, man.
Robbie.
Good work by him down low. We got the spin wheel down there.
St. Lucie Mets manager.
The 1-1, swing and a miss. Stouse, 1-for-3 in last night's ballgame. He had the catching duties. He did have a walk. He's the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame.
He's got flaps.
The 1-2 backdoor breaking ball never broke. Count runs even at 2-2. Yeah, I lost roast the host last night.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It was devastating. I'm not going to lie. I had to hear about it from my friend Mac Wary. Vassal lines the 2-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. There were some questions that weren't phrased properly, Rich.
All right, now.
Just saying. Where is Steve Nash from? You didn't say. The 2-2 comes in. Ground ball sharply through the hole in between first base and second into right field for a base hit. Stouse is aboard as a one-out base runner. That'll bring up the catcher Aaron McKeithen to the plate.
Shot out there at 72 miles per hour.
Exit velo?
That's right.
All
right.
Now, if you were to ask me where was Steve Nash born, thought outside the box, but Steve Nash is from Canada, man. He's not from South Africa. The first pitch in for a called strike one looking.
Listen, Guerry got it wrong as well.
I know. I'll take the loss. That's fine. McKeithen, the 22-year-old out of Asheville, North Carolina, 16th-round pick by the Cardinals back in 2021. He'll lay off the 0-1 down in the dirt. It just stinks that I was the first person to lose at roast the host.
That's unfortunate.
We're 5-1 right now. on the Ejected Podcast. From the belt, Vassell set the 1-1. Swung on, skied out to right field, right in the sunlight for De Los Santos. He's battling the sun, ranging over towards the foul line, and the right fielder will make the catch for the second out here in the bottom half of the second.
The bingo G54.
How's your bingo card looking right now? You got G54?
I don't have it now. I don't ever win bingo.
No, I'm not good at it either.
I'm not good at picking the right cards. Are they random or do you pick?
I get distracted too easily. Sometimes I miss the numbers and the letters.
Yeah, bingo is taken very seriously. I don't know about here, but in the bingo hall, you don't mess around.
You might lose an appendage right there.
I won in high school, I won a purse at a $400 purse, Michael Kors purse, at the cheerleader sponsored bingo event.
Well, I got to talk to you more about this in a second. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch to Otamendi. Called a strike on the outer third. You want a purse?
I want a purse. I gave it to my mom for her birthday, I think.
Good work. All
birthday
right.
Or Mother's Day.
Something. Good work by you, my friend. That is good work by you. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Late on the 95-mile-per-hour fastball right there.
What am I going to do with it, you know? Oh, sell it?
It would look good on you.
Yeah.
He went around for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the second. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarboe, and Michael Kors here at the Dean. It looks good on Rich. We're headed to the top half of the third here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No runs, one hit, no errors in the inning. Go to the third here at the Dean.
Yes, because I love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the top half of the third at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarboe here.
It's a good song out there.
Name the artist.
It's Still Dre by...
It's a good word by you.
It's either, officially, it's either Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre.
I'd say it's a combo of both of them.
Yeah, but I think officially it's Snoop Dogg.
You're wise beyond your years.
Oh,
top
yeah.
of the order due up for the St. Lucie Mets here in the top half of the third. Alex Ramirez at the plate takes a healthy cut, swing and a miss. And this guy has a long swing at the plate.
Oh, Alex Ramirez?
Yeah, you've seen him before.
Oh, for sure. Arguably the best hitter in the league.
In a way. Yeah, he had four hits in last night's ball game. Did strike out in the ninth, three singles and a double. As the 1-1 comes in, he lays off down and away. He's wreaking havoc on these Palm Beach Cardinals pitchers so far in the series.
Yeah, entered this game leading in batting average of .358.
2-1 driven out to right field. Going back is Tavallin. He's going to have to hurry. This is going to one-hop off the wall and go over the wall for a ground rule double. And he would have got third on that.
Right near the warning track, too.
Well, already his sixth hit of the series so far. And we're just two games into this.
Number 5, Stanley.
Yeah, he's getting out of the gates quick.
There's a reason why they're 15-7 so far on the season. That'll bring up Stanley Consigura to the plate. As Ramirez has to take off all his armor that he is wearing.
His armor. I'm not sure if you have any update, but on playoffs for this league, do you know what's happening with that?
I do not as of yet.
I would imagine they would still have playoffs.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Depending on hurricanes later in September, the first pitch to Consigura in for a called strike one looking.
Because how many, what is there, 10 teams or 9 teams?
Well, from what I remember in the past, so you have a first half winner for each league.
Okay.
And then you have a second half winner for each league.
I see.
And then those two teams play each other. That's how it was in the past. Not sure if it's the same. Pitch clock down to one. Here it comes. Chopped foul, third base side. Consigura quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Now Stanley went 2-for-4 with a walk in last night's ball game. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat tonight. Cardinals trying to keep the deficit at 2 here. The 0-2 comes in. Fastball sails high and wide for ball 1.
Yeah, game moving pretty quick here. Already 52 pitches thrown.
Now, because it was not looking promising 2 hours ago. Welcome to Florida.
I knew it. I knew they were going to do it.
Is that a pitch clock violation?
That's a pitch clock. Yes, it is.
Let's see what Trey Ward says. Counts 2-2 now on the pitch clock violation by Trent Baker. Clock's at 10. Baker's set at the belt. Big lead out at second. He checks the runner, the 2-2. Ground ball through the hole inside. Play at the plate coming up. Here comes Tavallin. The throw in is cut off. The throw down to second is in time. Not sliding for whatever reason was Consigura down at second. He went in standing. He's caught at second, but not before he gets an RBI single on the play, hitting it in between first and second base. The Mets are out to a 3-0 lead here in the top half of the third.
The designated hitter, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Look who's up now.
I would walk him. But that's just me.
Oh, Robbie hyping everybody up down there.
First pitch to Dominguez. Swing and a miss. Two-run home run in his first at-bat for Dominguez. He had two solo home runs last night. The 0-1 comes in. Counts no balls and two strikes. Catches the outside corner. The 0-2. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, baby. Give it the key.
Dominguez retired on strikes. That'll bring up Shervin Newton to the plate.
Number 20, Shervin Newton.
It's 5 strikeouts so far for Trent Baker.
Yeah, doing a pretty decent job. It's unfortunate he let up that home run early on, but
Newton batting from the left-hand side. First pitch, runs inside for ball 1. Newton season, he's going to have to dance out of the way this one as it's right at his shoe tops, and it goes all the way to the backstop. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. Newton 0-for-3 in last night's ball game with a strikeout, the 2-0, swing and a miss, pulls the string on a changeup. 3 homers to go along with 14 RBIs on the season. Playing in his 21st game here is the 22-year-old Newton out of the Netherlands. You ever been to Amsterdam, Rich?
I have not, no. It's a hike.
It's a long drive. The 2-1 right down the heart of the plate for a ball. Not sure where that one missed.
We might be seeing the ejection from the fan down here. Oh!
Robbie the Redbird needs to settle down. The 3-1 misses upstairs. 5-pitch walk issued to the cleanup hitter, Shervin Newton. That'll bring up William Lugo to the plate.
That's going to be the first walk of the night from either team.
Third baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
Lugo singled in his first at-bat back in the first. Stands in batting from the right-hand side. First pitch will jam him, skied. Shallow left center field coming on as Otamendi. He will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the third, but not before the Mets tack on another insurance run. We're going to the home half of the third, 3-0 Redbirds trail.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the third. 9-1 and 2 due up for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Sander Moore will lead things off, flipping it over to the top of the order. Mendoza and Reichenborn due up this half inning. The first pitch from Vassell, grounded sharply through the hole into left field for a base hit.
Well, look at that.
Well, I was just telling Rich about this. Sander Moore ends his 0-for last 18 at the plate with that single right there.
Yeah, not the best hitter on the squad. Good thing he could get it in there, though.
But that'll get him going right there. Sometimes hitting can be contagious. Cardinals have the leadoff base runner aboard. As Mora came in batting 125 on the season, he jumps all over that first pitch breaking ball, lining into left field. That'll bring up Ramon Mendoza to the plate. The first pitch brushes him off the plate on the inner half. Counts one ball and no strikes.
Love you, boy.
Mendoza 0-for-1 on the evening, struck out swinging back in the first. The 1-0 misses upstairs. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. Good-sized crowd here at the Dean. Turned out to be a beautiful night.
Absolutely.
Mora leads away from first. Jammed him, skied out of play, first base side.
Just looking at all these different stats I got on here.
Yeah, you got some good stuff over there.
Feet per second on the throw.
You got a feet fetish?
Oh!
Peckoff throw to first back safely is Mora. Feet per second.
on the throw, like from second base to first, 9 feet per second. From the second baseman.
I'm not even sure what that means. The 2-1 breaking ball misses wide.
It's 9 feet in 1 second.
All right.
I'm assuming, right? I mean, that sounds... Okay. We're still figuring things out here. It's a new system.
3-1, fouled straight back.
Hey-o.
I'm wearing slides right now. I'm not wearing shoes. So
I'm wearing my Sixers.
That's good. Big game tonight.
Yeah. We're hoping for a Sixers win up here in the booth. Nice. Got these for $30 in Philadelphia.
It's good work by you.
Yeah.
Runner goes. The 3-2 fouled at the plate.
I could not get $30 for this. I mean, I had to.
That's good work by you for $30, I must say.
They weren't this dirty when I got them.
We might have to put that on our Twitter page at RDC Broadcast. I wonder if anybody's listening to us right now. We'd love to hear from you at RDC Broadcast.
Yeah, show us your nice kicks. We'd like to see some nice kicks today.
And just tell us that you're listening to us. Don't be shy. Rich and I won't bite.
I want to see some nice shoes. That's what I want to see.
I can get down with that. Payoff pitch. Pickoff throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman, Barisierta. Barisierta's knocked down over at first base. Moore is going to make the turnaround second. He will head into third. as that ball goes into the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets. And the Cardinals have a chance to threaten here with nobody out and a runner 90 feet away from scoring.
How about that sliding grab over in foul territory by Kevin Villavicencio?
Right there, the Bruce Springsteen soundbite right there.
I didn't hear it, otherwise I'd give you the give you the name.
Baby, I was born to run. No?
It's one of the albums, I think.
I think so. The payoff pitch. Swung on, chopped foul, third base hit.
Is that Born in the USA? No?
Maybe, I don't know. You got
I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen
Neither
guy.
Am I, but I recognize the big songs. Right side of the infield, shaded up the middle. The payoff pitch fouled right above our heads.
Gotta have your eyes peeled here. Now I want some tacos.
Vassell set at the belt. The payoff pitch one more time. Ooh. It'll plunk him right on the elbow guard.
I think it broke something. Not a bone, but like a piece of the guard.
No,
I saw it. Yeah, look.
You know what? It may have caught the handle of the bat right there, actually. Because Mendoza's staying in the box. I thought it caught his elbow guard.
Oh, it caught the bat.
Caught the handle of the bat. Well,
so that's
going to do
foul.
The 3-2 yet again.
Oh.
And this one brushes inside. Mendoza not happy about that one. As he will trot down to first base. He's staring down the pitcher as he trots down to first base.
That's a yikes right there.
Let's get some fireworks going here.
I thought for a minute we were about to see someone charge the mound. Never have I seen someone think about charging the mound in the minor leagues.
Not yet.
But right there, I thought something was going to happen.
And that'll bring up the dangerous Tyler Reichenborn to the plate as a visit comes out to the mound by pitching coach Victor Ramos. 3-0 ball game. Potential tying run at the plate here in the bottom half of the third.
And that one came in at 94 miles per hour. It's gonna hurt.
Well, yeah. After the first pitch, that bat, and then the very next pitch plunked him.
Yeah, that's.
And that's good work by the. I don't know if you can see it right now, but the birthday girl in the suites over there is
dancing. Oh, Danielle.
And she's wearing a Rockford Peaches jersey from the movie A League of Their Own, which is good work by her.
Happy birthday to Danielle over there in the Roger Dean suite.
Righty on righty matchup to Reichenborn. The first pitch tried to check his swing. He goes around, according to home plate umpire Trey Ward. Counts no balls and a strike. A middle infield at double play depth. Cardinals just trying to come away with at least one run here with runners at the corners. Nobody out. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. As shadow is not really a factor as of this moment between the pitcher and home plate, the only people standing in the sunlight are the center fielder Ramirez and the right fielder De Los Santos. The 0-2. Swung on, this ball is roped into left field for a base hit. It's going to be an RBI single, stopping at second as Mendoza. Reichenborn will take first, and it's a 3-1 ball game here in the bottom half of the third.
He got some momentum there.
Three straight base runners for the Redbirds as they're threatening here. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tavalin to the plate.
And this is probably one of the last guys you want to have at the plate right now, especially leading the team in RBIs with 15.
Batting .289 on the season so far, 0-for-1 on the evening. Grounded out to second in his first at-bat. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch sails high in the strike zone for ball one. Tavalin 1-for-4 in last night's ball game with an RBI double. The 1-0 jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled back into our left.
This team's definitely got some beef going on.
Crowd getting into it here at the D.
I like the fans.
The 1-1 breaking ball swings right over the top of it. Who doesn't like fans at a baseball game, Rich? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a nice curve coming in at 8.
time, it's called, at the plate. So you got the actual radar gun.
I got the radar gun. It comes up as soon as I get the pitch, I get the speed, I get the spin rate, vertical break, exit velo when it's hit, distance, direction.
The mileage, the oil change.
I get it all over here.
The 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, down in the dirt. Tavallin retired on strikes for the first out here in the bottom half of the third.
N31.
It's the fourth strikeout on the evening for starting pitcher Mike Vassell.
You got N31 on the bingo card?
No, I don't got that one.
I had that one.
Just shout it out. You know what? Just yell bingo. See what happens. That'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate.
False bingo.
Starts him off with the first pitch. Breaking ball catches the outer third for a called strike one. Looking Whalen 0-for-1 on the evening. So far tonight, struck out looking back in the first. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. Catches the inner third of the plate right at the hip of Whalen. He's quickly down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Mendoza leads from second. Reichenborn from first. 3-1 score. We're in the bottom half of the third. The 0-2. Breaking ball grounded through the hole left side. In for a base hit. Stop sign goes on for Ramon Mendoza. Everybody will move up a base as Consagra throws a strike to home plate. And the bases are loaded here with one out. Bringing up Jeremy Rivas to the plate.
Not bad.
And I don't know about Palm Beach, but I know for sure that everyone in that outfield right now has an absolute cannon, and you need to be real careful, because he was hesitant there to get home and get that run.
Well, this is where the Cardinals need to capitalize here, as they went 0-for-10 in last night's ballgame, leaving 10 men on base. They have the bases loaded. The first pitch to Rivas. Grounded. Slow roller to third. The play will come home. He is out at home plate. Everybody will advance a base as they get the force out on Mendoza at home. 5-2 put out on the play. Two outs in the inning as the bases remain loaded.
And attaboy Newton to have the IQ to go home and save the run there. A lot of those guys would have just panicked and went right to first.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance at a double play ball right there, to say the least.
No.
Reichenborn will take third. Whalen up to second. Rivas will take first on that fielder's choice 5-2 putout. Wade Stouse at the plate 1-for-1 on the evening. The first pitch. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball.
A badly needed out here for St. Lucie.
Who are you rooting for, Rich?
Well, I'm rooting for the Cardinals here. But it's just general knowledge,
who's paying,
unbiased, that they need the sell.
Who's paying you? The 0-1 swing and a miss. Stouse quickly down on the count, no balls and two strikes.
I'm rooting for good baseball right now. That's what I'm rooting for.
The sun setting along the third base side. Center fielder Alex Ramirez, the only person standing in the sunlight. The 0-2 breaking ball, Stouse lays off down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Scoreboard says 2-1, but...
Can you see that?
I can't. Squinting. Right-hander warming up for the Mets along the third base side. The 1-2 from Vassell misses just above the letters. Good eye by Wade at the plate. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scoreboard still not working. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove to retire the side. Cardinals do get one in the inning. However, they leave the bases loaded. We're headed to the fourth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarbo on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
you go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everyone, to Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. As we get set for the first pitch here, that's Raul Briceta out to right field. That's going to be a single. Ooh, almost bobbles that ball. Is the right fielder Osvaldo Tovalin. And these fans are riled up about something.
This team can certainly rake the ball. Well, we got Robbie the Redbird down here. I don't know if you can see it from here. Redbird is up in the suite level celebrating the birthday right there for that Rockford Peach.
Okay, Danielle, yeah. It's going to be Omar De Los Santos up to bat here. Here's the first pitch. Back to the booth.
You're safe. You're safe.
I'm going to say it again because I say it every time. One of these days, it's going to come up here. Barra Sierta over at first with a healthy lead there. There's the pitch. That's going to be in for a strike.
I want to give a shout-out to Lisa Osborne on Twitter. Brady Whalen's parents and grandparents listening in from Vancouver, Washington.
I recognize the Osborne name.
Gotta love it.
The pickoff over at first is unsuccessful.
They say thank you for broadcasting and keeping us close. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lisa, for tuning in and not being shy on tonight's broadcast.
The 0-2 pitch upstairs for a ball one. A 3-1 ball game here as the Cardinals had a big chance to capitalize there on that last inning.
It left the bases loaded. Too many men left on base so far early on in the series.
Here's the pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball two.
And middle infield looking at turn two here. Rivas and Mendoza pinched up the middle. Outfield playing straight away.
And you can't do that shift anymore either, because that's been banned. Not saying they would right now, but... Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and strikeout now for Trent Baker.
And Mark at six strikeouts for Baker on the evening.
I was just gonna get there. Having himself a pretty decent night. As that's going to bring up Villavicencio. That's a name.
That's a heck of a name.
The pickoff move over at first is unsuccessful. They really do not want him over there.
Well, this Mets is a dangerous team, whether it's Barisierta yet to attempt a stolen base so far this season over at first.
Here's the pitch. Villavicencio is going to foul that one off just next to the third baseline there. Over to Mora. And Robbie is just feeding off of these fans over here. Starting to get on my nerves.
Somebody tell him to take it easy over there with the cowbell.
Someone tell him to go to the other side.
Man.
The cowbell.
He's going to break the cowbell.
A little Will Ferrell action there.
Christopher Walken, need more cowbell. No, we don't.
Here's the pitch. That's going to be outside. Scoreboard says 1-1.
Take it down a notch, Robbie.
You gotta be aware of that pitch clock now. It's creeping up. That ball's fouled off back to my car. Jeez, man. I know they hear it. I can't wait for taco and tequila night. That's all I gotta say.
You're not even 21 yet. You can't do the tequila part, my friend.
You know how Robbie is. Robbie the, what is it, a Cardinal, I guess?
Yes.
Here's the pitch outside once again. A 2-2 count now.
What did you think he was?
I couldn't think. I can't see him.
Oh, man.
I can't see him.
What's the matter with you?
Maybe Robbie will be sneaking some tacos. And here's the pickoff attempt over at first once again. That's going to be unsuccessful. Barrasierta having himself a little dance over there with the pitcher Trent Baker.
His jersey's all muddied up right now.
Well, if it's not dirty, you're not playing right.
This is true.
A 2-2 count. Swung on that one. That one's going to be hit all the way out to right field there. Tovelin will go into foul territory, and that was close. It's going to go right off the Cassidy cool zone. Thrown to a fan out there. Thought that might stand. This mascot's getting on my nerves, man.
Spoken like a true Mets fan.
We don't have a mascot over in... Oh, yes, we do. It's a dog at the St. Lucie Mets.
A mutt.
It's a little puppy. Here's the pitch. 2-2. That ball is hit all the way out to left field. Going back is Otamendi. He's going to make the routine catch there. Get that one into the cutoff, man. And that'll hold Barrasierta at first.
Nice drop by Otamendi. Tracking that ball out there in left field. Right off the bat.
Jose Rivera. It's going to bring on the nine-hole hitter, number nine, Jose Rivera. Flew out to right field in his first at-bat. See if he can make something happen here.
Baker looking pretty solid. 76 pitches to this point, 50 for strikes.
Pickoff move over at first once again. Unsuccessful.
Yeah, I don't think Barrasierta is much of a threat to run.
Yeah, especially not at this point. I'm sure he's staying close to the bag there. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. I'll tell you what, if that screen wasn't there, that might have hit Robbie. He was getting there.
I know you're probably rooting for that. You don't like the cowbell, do you?
I can't do Robbie right now. Rivera here with an 0-2 count. And here's the 0-2 pitch inside. Almost scrapes his elbow there.
That's a solid work by Danielle, the birthday girl, rocking the Rockford Peaches jersey.
Looks like
to a T.
You getting a picture there?
I have to. I have to send it to my mom. It's a great movie, A League of Their Own. I don't know if you ever saw it.
I saw the Tom Hanks. Here's the pitch, the pickoff attempt over at first. Please stop. I mean, like, leave him alone, you know? Why are they doing this? Trent Baker getting set to go here. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs and inside.
Danielle almost resembles Ellen Sue from the movie A League of Their Own.
I saw her earlier. She was excited. She threw the first pitch. 2-2 count here for Rivera. Oh. And that's going to be a strike three run up there. It's Rivera. He will go down. It's going to be just like Aaron McKeith and Hansel Otamendi and Mora up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. See if they can make something happen. It's Brian Loftus and Rich Jarbo here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
And text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, get car seat to make sure your child's in the right seat for their...
And welcome back here to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, as there is a nice sinker there in for called strike one to Aaron McEthan. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. That ball is going to be skied out into foul territory. It's going to hit my car. A lot of balls to my car today.
Why do you park on the first base side?
I just picked the first one. The 0-2 pitch, that's going to be lined almost through the hole in between second base and shortstop. And making a nice scoop catch will be Bear Sierta over at first. The throw by Shervin Newton.
Nice pick by Bear Sierta right over there at first base.
Oh, absolutely. A little 21-footer.
The left fielder, number 41, Hansel Ottomendi.
That's going to bring up Hansel Ottomendi, the left fielder for tonight's ballgame. 3-1 is the score in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the fresh pitch. That's going to be right down Main Street for a called strike one.
Can somebody get Robbie the Redbird out of the suite? What is he doing over there?
So that next pitch is going to be in for a ball. I don't see it. What is he doing?
You got to see what he's doing. It's kind of dangerous what he's doing.
That's ridiculous. Oh, the pitch inside. Vassell getting a little risky there. As we had someone in the bullpen earlier, but it looks like they decided to keep Mike Vassell in there. The 2-1, a breaking ball in for a called strike two. He's going to have to swing the bat if he wants some offense. Need something here. Next pitch missed by the catcher, but inside for a ball three. It's going to make it a full count.
The Redbirds scuffled last night, only able to muster 6 hits offensively. So far, 5 hits to this point.
The payoff pitch swung on and missed. That's another strike. It's going to be his 6th of the evening.
6 strikeouts, no walks, just a hit by pitch to Mendoza back in the third. But other than that, so far so good by Mike Vassell out on the hill.
It's going to bring up Sander Mora. Not the best batting average in the world, but he did have a single.
I wonder if we can get Robbie the Redbird up here in the booth with us.
Swung on a missed is that first pitch. You want to put Robbie in here?
Yeah, why not?
Good luck, man. Tell him to leave his cowbell. Here's the 0-1 outside, but swung on and missed again. That's going to make it an 0-2 count. Getting set to go here is Vassell. And here's the pitch in the dirt for a ball one. I got a lot of mistakes here on my little website. I'm not happy about it. Here's the 1-2, and that is driven right to shortstop, a line drive, and he'll make that catch, and that's going to retire the inning. Ground out to shortstop for McEthan. Ottomendi struck out, and then a line drive by Mora. It's going to be Alex Ramirez up next.
To buy buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, they're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
QNSO.
And welcome back here to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Looks like we got a new fresh arm out there. Oh, and no fresh arm. All right.
Now we got Brian Pope warming up in the bullpen along the first base side of the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Oh, in the bullpen. You're confusing me. It's Alex Ramirez here is going to lead things off. That's going to be in for a called strike one. And he's getting out the gates quick, both of his hits tonight.
He's having an adequate series so far. Just six hits in seven at-bats.
When it looked like he wanted to take that one. So that'll be in for a ball one. Good eye by Ramirez. Two for two on the night. Here's the pitch. That's in for another strike. You got to have that one. That's a good pitch, though.
Looked a little bit low in the zone for Ramirez's liking.
He's a tall guy.
Tall cup of water.
Tall cup of water. My mom said that's flirty. Tall glass of water.
Well, your mom's not wrong.
A 1-2 count here in this 3-1 ball game. That is swung on. That's going to be fouled back. And I can hear the windows crashing. Betting 373 is Ramirez. Looking pretty good. Next pitch is going to be a ball there in the dirt. Two still. 3-1 ball game. Top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and that's another strikeout for Trent Baker. That's going to be his eighth of the night.
He's looked very still. Blemishes on his scorecard, mainly that two-run blast by Carlos Dominguez, but it's tough to stop a guy like Dominguez who's now waiting on deck.
It's going to bring up Stanley Conseguera. A little hopper into the dirt there for a ball one.
At Baker up to 87 pitches now at this point, 56 for strikes. Just 31 balls.
Oh. Next pitch, called a ball. Whatever you say.
Where did that one miss?
No challenges yet from either of these teams.
I mean,
usually see some of that by now. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And if you're not familiar with the challenge rules, each team gets three negative challenges. Next pitch is in for another ball. That's a 3-1 count now.
Is that down here at this level or
that's,
the majors?
That's here. So you get three negative challenges. If it's successful, you get as many as it takes to get negative. Next one is going to be skied out. Looks like it's going over to the first base side. Called off by the second baseman Mendoza as he will make the catch.
It looks like the first baseman Brady Whalen wanted to make the catch. Well, here's the birthday song. Good Danielle getting some
happy
love.
Happy birthday, Danielle. Right, oh, they got a cake.
If we can't get Robbie the Redbird, can we get some cake?
Look at
here?
That.
What a cake do they got?
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Spit all over the cake right there.
Oh, well, yeah, it does.
The curveball down low and for a ball one.
All right, I'm gonna go and try and get us some cake, Rich.
Yeah. I'll be here.
See you later.
Ooh, a healthy cut there by number 10, Carlos Dominguez. Dangerous Dominguez, the designated hitter for tonight. Here's the pitch by Baker. Way outside for a 2-1 count now. Why don't you trade him the baseball here?
I don't know if they would like what we wrote on that baseball.
Yeah, probably not.
There's some profanity on there.
Here's the 2-1 inside. Oh, and called strike. I'd be challenging. That looked inside to me, but I guess there's a reason I'm up here and not down there. So.
You're too busy looking at the cake, man.
Deuces are wild here. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Dangerous Dominguez takes a swing. It's going to bounce off the catcher's helmet there.
Yeah, McKeithen not fazed by that one. This will be a huge out right now for Baker.
Oh, yeah. Here's the pitch. It's outside and in the dirt once again for another ball. That's going to make it a full count.
Dominguez very disciplined at the plate.
And you got to protect here. Here comes the pitch. Inside, that's going to be a ball four. Very close pitch right there.
Very disciplined, too. Right on the inner third, Dominguez lays off.
Oh, yeah, great eye. That's only the second walk of tonight from either team.
Well, he has a habit of striking out, too. He struck out in 18 of his 19 ball games as Dominguez.
Yeah, and you know,
already once tonight.
He's done his part this game already.
Yeah.
With the home run, it looks like they're going to meet in the middle here, and there's going to be a new pitcher coming in.
Looks like Gary Kendall, the manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals, will head out to the mound. And it looks like we're going to have a new pitcher out on the mound, number 32. Brian Pope. Solid job by Baker. Racked up a lot of strikeouts. Just
two walks. Looks like eight strikeouts. Two of them looking. Not up a home run. Nothing. I guess that's technically major, but
just ran into the hot hitting Mets offense.
Yeah, a lot of these runs in the early portion of the game. But hoping to make a comeback here is Palm Beach.
It looks like number 32, Brian Pope, will take the mound. He does not spell his name correctly. He spells Brian with a Y, but we'll let him slide on that. 6'2", 195 pounds, is the 23-year-old out of Mission Viejo, California. California Baptist University prospect. Appearing in his fourth game here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. So far, so good on the season. No wins, no losses. Has yet to yield a run so far this season in 4 2/3 innings pitched. He's given up 3 hits in those 4 2/3 innings pitched. Small sample size, 7 strikeouts, no walks. Opponents hitting just 200 so far on the season. Off the new pitcher out on the mound, Brian Pope.
And look at that hair.
That's a nice head of lettuce. Now, he may not spell his name correctly, but he has way more hair than I do, and I'm jealous. Just saying. Now, if you have a long head of lettuce, you can give us a shout-out, maybe send us a picture.
Please send us a picture.
At RDC Broadcast on Twitter. Rich and I would love to hear from you folks tonight. Lisa Osborne got the job done. Ejected Podcast got the job done. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us if you love us. Tell us if you hate us. Tell us where you're listening from. Tell us who you're listening to.
Well, hopefully they're listening to us.
Well, yes. Thank you, Richard.
You got someone listening to 6 different...
Big gulps, huh?
Listening to us and Ejected Podcast, hopefully. As it looks like Shervin Newton here up the bat. First pitch. Not going to make it in for a strike. But the throw over to first will, but that will be unsuccessful. As they are really trying to get these guys off the bags. New pitcher coming in here with a 1-0 count. Or two outs. Here's the 1-0. trying to fool. You can't fool the computer, so.
No.
It's going to be another ball there, a 2-0 count.
Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Mora, the third baseman, probably 20 feet off the line over at third.
Next pitch is going to go right through to right field. That's going to be a base hit. And almost hitting
Dominguez.
The runner there, Dominguez.
Yeah, Dominguez had to get his tap shoes going on right there. Dance out of the way of that one.
The third baseman, number 12.
It's going to bring up the third baseman, William Lugo there. Flew out to left in his last at-bat. He got a single there in his first, so one for two on the evening. Batting 239.
If you're the Cardinals here, you need to keep this deficit at two right now if you want to compete with the Mets.
Yeah, you need this out for sure. That one's definitely going to be a strike right down Main Street. Can't get a prettier pitch.
Yeah, Lugo 1-for-4 in last night's ballgame. 1-for-2 so far tonight.
0-1 count here with two outs. As that ball is swung on, bobbled by the shortstop as he is going to toss it over to second base to get the out is Jeremy Rivas there. And that's going to do it for the top half of the fifth inning. We'll see you down in the bottom half, the home half. It's going to be Mendoza leading things off for us right here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here to the home half of the fifth inning. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarbo here, getting set to go as we're having some technical issues. The first pitch there is going to be shot out to right field. No one's going to make the catch as it's just going to fall down there for a single for Mendoza.
Well, if you're a golfer, that kind of looked like a little flop shot out there along the line down the right field line. Like, yeah, Mendoza just took the sand wedge out and just plopped it right over the first baseman's head.
Yeah, it converged right in between De Los Santos and Bercierta, but no one wanted to make the cut. I don't really think that's an error. But
no, it's what we call ugly but effective.
Yeah. Not a lot of hustle from either of those guys.
I don't think there was any chance either of them were going to get there.
Oh, you don't think so?
Hit it right in the Bermuda Triangle.
Here's the next pitch, a breaking ball. It's going to hit the dirt for Vassell there. A 1-0 count now. You got a runner on base here for the Cardinals. A much-needed homer here to tie things up. But I realize that's asking for a lot.
Reichenborn is on a hot streak right now, man.
It looks like he's 2-for-2 on the night. Might make it 3-for-3.
RBI single in his last at-bat.
That's what you like to hear. Two balls.
Along the right-hand side of the infield, second baseman Villavicencio pinching in.
Next pitch is in the dirt. Mike Vassell jumping around there. As we've got someone in the Mets bullpen, we'll get a name and number for you here any minute.
If they would just turn their jerseys off.
Yeah, it's really hard to see that number. It's the blue font.
It's too bright.
Got to have lights on the field. The 3-0 is in for a called strike one. And probably good on Reichenborn's spot to take that pitch. A cutter coming in at 93 miles per hour. Next pitch is low there for the first walk of the night for Vassell. And it shouldn't be long here before he comes out. G50. Bingo. I got it.
Shout it out, man.
Bingo. And what do I win? Robbie's cowbell. I hope.
It's Nathan Jones warming up for the St. Lucie Mets along the third base side.
Osvaldo Tovalin here coming up to bat. 15 RBIs. That ball is going to be skied into foul territory. Might hit one of the trash cans. Boom.
Did you just call my car a trash can?
No, it hit the trash can. In
there.
Right.
Sure.
No hits tonight as he struck out already. Oh, and that one's going to be lined to first.
Mm.
And Bear Sierta is going to catch that one and get the double play as he tags the runner for some reason. Not sure why he didn't just dive to the bag, but he gets the out anyway.
Either way, a heads-up play by the first baseman, Bear Sierta, making a catch right against his knee towards the foul line along the first baseline and then diving to tag the runner out, Reichenborn over at first. Not much Reichenborn could have done right there.
Absolutely, and here comes the pitching staff into probably...
Well, no, what they're going to do right now is they're checking on the first five.
Yeah, that was a nice play, but kind of looked like a pitching change, but not yet. I'm anticipating it, as you can tell. Just getting him checked up. Looks like he's all right. He's just hustling out there. Can't blame him.
Yeah, he said, get away from me, coach. Get back to the dugout. That was an awkward dive, like you said. He probably could have just ran to the bag and stepped on it, but he decided to dive for the runner, Tyler Reichenborn.
Might be an ejected top 10 play there. You think that's good enough?
I would give it to him, yeah.
And at the 10 spot? I don't know. We've seen some crazy plays. I don't know if it'll make it. As that's going to bring Brady Whalen up the bat here with two outs on the board. Runner in second. He's going to hit that ball. It's going to go right off his leg. He's going to take a minute here.
Well, that's got to be deflating for the Cardinals right there. You have the first two men on, nobody out, and then a rope right to the first baseman. It could have easily gone down the line for extra bases.
Oh, yeah. They
and instead you get doubled off.
Probably would have gotten a score there for the Cardinals if that ball wasn't caught. Good reaction and timing from Bear Sierta at first. That's why he's over there.
Yeah, and he's hugging the line over at first, probably 10 feet beyond the first base bag.
Breaking ball in the next pitch. It's not going to be in for a strike. It's going to make it a 1-1 count. Getting set to go here is Vassell. Doing a lot of work here for the Mets. That ball is going to be roped out into right field, and it's going to be caught by De Los Santos. He had to run over into left center field to grab that one, because that's going to retire the Palm Beach Cardinals. Couldn't get any runs there, but maybe next time, as it looks like Robbie is going to get up on the dugout. And don't go anywhere, because we're just getting started game now, but on to the sixth inning. See if we can get some defense right here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here to the top of the sixth inning. It's Bear Sierta leading things off. And he's going to let the breaking ball go, as that's going to be a strike one. Bear Sierta struck out looking in his first at bat and singled over to right in his second. And here's the 1-1. Ball's going to be hit into foul territory. And he's putting in work right now.
A lot of this Mets offense is putting in work. They're going to get their hacks in.
Bear Sierta batting a healthy 340 on the season. Next pitch is not going to get in the zone, but a 2-2 count for Raul there.
Yeah, this team is going to get their cuts in. They came in with a league-leading batting average of 260.
Next pitch is once again into foul territory. That's a long strike.
And just for comparison, the Palm Beach Cardinals come in batting 204 as a club, so tells you the differential we have there.
And the next pitch is going to be shot up to the shortstop there. Rivas is going to make the routine play and get that out. And you love to see that. You love to see some easy defense there.
Number 21.
We were talking about this before. We love the pitch clock.
I love the pitch clock. Are you kidding me? It's 8 o'clock.
I was indifferent to it when it first appeared here. Now, the thing I don't like is the pitch clock is already at 8 right now as soon as he gets his foot set on the rubber.
Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss there for De Los Santos, who comes up to bat.
So there's still some nuances they need to figure out. You know, when do we start the pitch clock?
I think you start it when the ball goes back. As soon as he catches it. Next pitch is going to curve outside there. It's not going to get into the zone. But I say you start it. It looks like that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I would say once his foot touches the rubber out on the mound.
Oh, an inside ball there. Almost swinging on it there is De Los Santos. See, I disagree with the foot. I think it should...
As soon as he catches the
ball? As soon as he catches it, okay. Needs to start going. And that's what they're doing.
I can get down with that.
Well, it doesn't matter because that's what they're doing.
Thank you, Rich.
The next pitch is going to be hit over to right field there for a base hit. It's Tovalin there, man, and stopping him at first base.
Nice piece of hitting right there by De Los Santos, going opposite way with it, just serving it out to right field.
The second baseman.
It's going to bring up the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio.
So now the other thing I have a question with is, now, how soon does the batter have to... I don't know all these rules. How soon does the batter have to get into the box?
I'm not sure if there's an official... Next pitch is inside. Ball thrown down to second, trying to get the out there. Unsuccessful. As De Los Santos will take a base. Or steal a base, rather.
Eighth stolen base on the season and 9 attempts for Omar De Los Santos.
Leading the team, yeah. It's a 1-0 count now for Villavicencio, adding 250 on the season. No hits in this ball game. Both flyouts. And there's going to be a pitch clock. That's going to add a ball now, a 2-0 count.
Now, see, I wonder if that pitch clock started a little bit too soon. I don't know. That's the thing.
I'm not sure how it works with the batter stepping into the box, because I'd just stay away from the box as long as I could. Next pitch is definitely going to be outside there. Ball three. It looks like they're giving him 3 seconds to get into the box.
But so you've seen it before, too, though, where the batter does, I don't know if you've seen it before this season, the batter takes a little bit too much time to get into the box, and they call a strike on him automatically.
I have seen that, an automatic strike. Sometimes they get struck out that way. This ball is going to be hit over to shortstop. It's going to be Rivas making the throw over to first, not in time.
It was a tough play for the shortstop Rivas there, but with the runner breaking from second to third, moving on the pitch, I don't know if you noticed, but Rivas took a little glance.
Yeah, he already had that base, though.
He was looking at the runner at third to see if he was going to make the turn coming towards home.
Omar De Los Santos had already started stealing third base. Good thing he hit that ball, because he probably would have been thrown out there.
Yeah, Rivas was anticipating De Los Santos to make a wide turn around third and possibly break for home.
And you have those instances right there where home plate umpire Trey Ward is going to reset the pitch clock.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that really works. First ball is in for a strike one to Rivera, the catcher batting ninth tonight.
If you're the Redbirds, you need to keep this deficit at two right here.
Batting 171 on the season. Next pitch is going to be outside once again. A 1-1 count now for Rivera. You've definitely got a dangerous lineup coming up right behind this guy.
Yeah.
Breadsticks on the board, one ball, one out. One strike as well. Next ball, it kind of rolls inside. It's going to be swung on anyway and fouled back to the screen. But that's just heads-up baseball right there. And I haven't seen much of Robbie anymore. I don't know what happened to him.
His cow balls broke.
Thank God. Tired of that, man. Here's the 1-2. Just fouled over to the first base side there. And probably lucky it was a foul. Rivera flew out to right in his first at-bat, struck out looking in his second at-bat, responsible for the seventh strikeout of the night for the pitching staff of the Cardinals. Here's the 1-2. Rolls inside for a ball two, but, I mean, that's just payback from what happened with Vassell earlier.
A little chin music.
A little chin music.
Never hurt anyone.
Now, if a ball comes inside again that close,
well,
I'd have
some fireworks.
Next pitch, a beautiful pitch in there for a called strike three.
Filthy slider right there by Brian Pope, snapping the slider off. A big second out here.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like pick your poison. Would you rather have had a double play ball right there or strike out the nine hitter? But now you got Alex Ramirez coming up to the plate, who's very dangerous so
Absolutely.
Far this series. 6-for-8 so far this series.
Top of the lineup here with Ramirez. Runners on the corners, ducks on the pond. First pitch is in for a called strike one.
Fastball 94 on the outer edge.
Is that the homemade gun?
Yep.
93.5.
That was close.
Pretty close.
Say it.
Here's the 0-1. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Ramirez was swinging for the fences right there.
See, I like to round it up. You actually got 93.5 on your computer. I just guessed it by my eyes and said 94, but I like to round it up.
Can you guess the spin rate, though?
What the hell's a spin rate?
I don't know. And the 0-2 is hit over to shortstop. Rivas going to make the easy out over at second base to retire the inning. And still a 3-1 ball game as Palm Beach escapes that one. And we're going to go to the home half of the sixth inning to try to get some offense here and get back into this game. It's Brian Loftus and Rich Jarbo right here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday,
and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/keepemsafe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Looks like we've got a slight pitching change here in the Mets. Mets roster. Who do we got?
A slight pitching change, but not slight of stature. 6'1", 200 pounds, the 25-year-old Nate Jones coming out on the hill. A 2019 draft pick by the Mets out of Northwestern State. Fifth-round pickup. Making his seventh appearance on the season. One win, no losses. A 3.52 ERA. 9 hits allowed in 7 2/3 innings worked. 7 strikeouts to go along with 1 walk. However, opponents hitting .300 off the new right-hander out on the mound, Nate Jones.
Let's see what Jeremy Rivas has to say about that. Because he's going to approach the plate here. First pitch outside for ball 1. As I just witnessed a robbery, ladies and gentlemen, of the push-up challenge here at Roger Dean.
What's a push-up?
This kid did not do any push-ups. And they said he won. The next pitch swung on and missed for a strike 1.
So what do I have in common with that kid? We don't do any push-ups.
Well, here's the thing. Is the kid on the right was doing a lot of push-ups, and then this kid just wasn't, and he somehow claimed victory, and I don't like it. Next pitch, a beautiful slider in for a strike 2.
I did 2 push-ups today, actually.
I didn't do any push-ups today.
I got out of bed in the morning.
All right.
And I took a nap earlier this afternoon, and I got out of bed again for a second time.
They're going to meet in the middle there, going over some things already.
They're talking about push-ups out on the mound.
Probably. So that last pitch came in at 84.
Do I need to exercise more, Rich?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Might help.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit over to William Lugo. He's going to make the routine throw to first base and grab that easy out.
I mean, the Cardinals are putting the ball in play so far tonight, but they're coming away unthwarted.
Yeah, know? They're making contact, but not really able to get anything out of it. As the Mets' defense is pretty good. That's going to bring up Wade Stoss, the designated hitter of the night. He singled to right field in his first at-bat and struck out in his last at-bat, as this one is sky-high out to the bleachers in foul territory, of course. Not to confuse anybody. To the Guanabana stand. That's a long strike, I'll tell you that.
Stay away from my car.
I hate that you can't see the stars outside. And that's just in Florida because there's too many lights here.
I was going to say, that's one, but that's a plane, actually.
That's a plane, yeah. I don't like that you can't see the stars, but what are you going to do? Here's the 1-1. Right back to where he hit it last time in the Guanabana stand.
Almost hit the plane.
We're going to have 2 foul balls over there. Guanabana's pretty good. I don't know. Last time you've been there. I like Guanabana's. It's one of my favorite restaurants here. And here's the 1-2. A good eye there by Stoss as he chooses not to swing on the outside pitch. Stoss batting .235 on the season. Here's the pitch. Another foul into the bullpen of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Still a 3-1 ball game here. Bottom of the sixth. So it's time to make something happen, Brian.
The Redbirds have had their chances. They left the bases loaded that one inning.
It's time to get going. There's a pitch clock right there.
There we go.
Nate Jones isn't liking that one.
Let's call it both ways.
That's probably aggravating as a pitcher. Stop! as that's going to make it. Now it's going to be way outside. I'm sure the pitch clock got to his head.
That's where that free ball comes in handy right there, because like you said, that probably threw Nate Jones off his kilter a little bit.
It would throw me off for sure. It's the second walk of the night by the St. Lucie Mets, but the first for Nate Jones. That's going to put a runner on base. That's what we need. Aaron McKeithen up to bat here. He flew out to right in his first at-bat, grounded out to shortstop in his second. He's going to leave that one upstairs for a ball one.
We saw McKeithen last year here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Spent 22 games, batted 154 during that span.
A 1-0 count here for McKeithen. Swung on a nice pitch, too, over to left field. That one's going to be caught by Consuegra. Say that for me one more time.
Consuegra.
Consuegra.
Consuegra. You work for the St. Louis
I can't do
Mets,
some of these
man.
Names, man.
Oh, my.
Consuegra.
Atlanta.
Consuegra. What a nice catch nonetheless.
By the left fielder.
It's going to bring up Hansel Ottomendi. Fresh pitch is going to be down and away there for a ball one.
Oh, it is tough, though, pronouncing some of these names.
Some of these guys, man. Some of them are right.
We see a lot of, what's the word on my...
Dominican Republic guys.
Well, not even there. So much that. Just a lot of players coming up, going down.
Yeah, a lot of fresh faces. Here's the 1-0. Back to the... Looks like the catcher might make a play here.
Ooh.
And Jose Riviera is going to make that play. He's going to retire the inning. Unfortunate out there, as I know Ottomendi didn't like that one. And they'll have another chance in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Don't go anywhere, because you got to catch the rest of this game right here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. It's going to be Brian Loftus taking over for play-by-play.
I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the 7th, 3-1 St. Lucie Mets lead the Palm Beach Cardinals, 2-3 and 4 due up. For the St. Lucie Mets, leading things off will be Stanley Consuegra, the first pitch. Pope starts him off with a breaking ball on the inner half, misses inside for ball one.
I switched my chair.
Oh, good luck. That's a nice chair. You got both armrests right there.
Reclines,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this one doesn't recline.
I had it for you in case you wanted it, and I saw you didn't take it. So
I left to Stanley Consuegra. The 1-1 runs high and inside. Now that is a nice chair you got right there. You can rest.
It's not the good back support though. I might switch it. I don't like it anymore.
But you got the elbow rest right there.
The elbows are good.
The 2-1 chopped foul down the first baseline. As the first base coach butchers that, and it goes into the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Nice effort by the first base coach over there. Pope out of the windup. Delivers the 1-2. Runs inside.
A lot of insides here.
Infield straight away, outfield straight away here in the top half of the seventh. The 2-2 swung on and foul tipped at the plate right off the shin guard of the catcher, Aaron McKeithen. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarbo here with you on a beautiful Wednesday evening here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Couldn't have put it any better. Beautiful night.
Had the tarp on the field about an hour before game time, and all of a sudden it cleared up. Welcome to Florida, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of McKeithen and held on to. One out here in the top half of the seventh.
Now batting, the designated hitter, number 10.
Uh-oh.
Carlos Dominguez.
Double-digit strikeouts now for the Palm Beach Cardinals. That's 10. That'll bring up the dangerous Carlos Dominguez to the plate. Two-run homer back in the first inning. First pitch right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. You don't see Dominguez take too many pitches like that, do you, Rich?
No, especially coming in at 92 miles per hour on the slow side of most pitchers.
The 0-1 jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared out to shortstop. Back on the grass is the shortstop, Rivas. He will make the catch.
Two be up. On your toes.
Two up, two down. Two big outs here against the heart of the order.
Not out yet here. You still got Newton and Luke. All these guys are pretty good hitters, actually, now that I think about it. But I guess that's why they're here.
Well, there's a reason they're 15. There's a reason they're 15-7 so far this season. Newton stands in batting from the left-hand side. The first pitch, a healthy cut, swing and a miss. Shervin 1-for-2 on the evening with a walk. Back in the third, he did single in his last at-bat back in the fifth. The wind from Pope, the 0-1, misses wide. Love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast tonight. Don't be shy. Rich and I would love to hear from you. The wind and the 1-1.
Who slipped the 20?
That's a ball on the outer third.
Is it?
Not by much. Yeah, it was right down Main Street. The 2-1. This one does miss wide. That certainly is a ball. Count runs to 3 balls and a strike. Look, not everybody's perfect. We can give these umpires some slack.
Challenge. I mean, use your challenge.
I can't do it. What do you want from me? The 3-1. Skied. Left-hand side. Foul territory. Third base side. Sander Moore is going to give this a look. He will run out of room as it bounces right off the tarp and into the stands. Count runs full. I would have challenged that pitch.
Hey, you got 3. You haven't used any yet.
I haven't said.
You're winning.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen any challenges so far this season.
You haven't?
No.
I see them all the time. So that's weird.
You got a lot of time on
your hands. I saw 8 last game.
The payoff pitch. Swung on, driven down the left field line. This is foul, out of play. Maybe I have seen them, but I just didn't see them.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
It still like keeps the pace of the game. It's real quick.
I get distracted easily.
Yeah, it's real quick, but...
I think
it's weird that...
Oh, there's a baseball game going. All right, full count here with 2 outs.
You had me looking.
The payoff pitch by Pope. Swung on, grounded sharply to third. Easy play for Moore. He cornered a hot corner. Moore to Whalen. 5-3 put out. And the side is retired in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're headed to stretch time here at the Dean. Bottom of the seventh, Redbirds trail 3-1 against the St. Lucie Mets.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care are going to address the same.
And we're back here for the bottom half of the seventh. Nate Jones back out for his second inning of work. The first pitch in a little bit high in the strike zone, interestingly. 9-1 and 2 to up Sander Mora at the plate. Breaking ball catches the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking.
And I tell you what, I know they're having fun over there in the suite.
Yeah, they
but
are.
But some of them are tone deaf because some of them were singing to take me out to the butt. It did not sound good. I'm sorry.
The 1-1 misses upstairs. Misses upstairs for a called strike, actually. Mora disagrees with that call.
Challenge. What's going on? Just challenge.
I don't know if they can. Oh,
they definitely can.
The 1-2 bounces in the dirt. Yeah, because, I mean, if you have the challenges, why not use them?
They definitely can. I see it every single game they use them. I don't understand.
Why not keep it, you know, why save them in your back pocket if you can't use them? The 2-2. Swung on, fouled right above our heads off the roof.
Gets closer and closer.
That was close, because my window is open. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch swung on and missed. Flailing at the slider, down and away. One out here in the bottom half of the seventh.
A bingo call is G51.
Over at Port St. Lucie in Clover Park, there is the net is very low, and a lot of balls come through the window. A lot of them. Last game, last home game I was there for, I think three balls came through.
Balls flying everywhere. That'll bring up Ramon Mendoza to the plate. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. What are you laughing at?
Beautiful night.
Time is called. As a ball comes in from the bullpen along the first base side.
They thought it was funny. I
we said it.
I'm telling you, tone deaf.
Yeah.
Does tone deaf apply to, like, non-singing as well?
The 1-0 right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Mendoza 1-for-2 on the evening. He was hit by a pitch back in the third. He singled in his last at-bat back in the fifth. 3-1, 1-1. This ball's crushed out to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. Down the left field line, it is just foul.
Oh, wow.
That had the distance.
That couldn't have been any closer to the foul pole.
Mm. Mendoza wants that one back. Wish he could have straightened that out a little bit better.
This would be savage if he smacks another one out there. Just absolutely.
I'd watch out for the slider right here. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Slider down and away. Am I right or am I right?
All right.
Yeah.
Start using your challenges now. Come on.
Well, you play MLB The Show, am I right?
I don't, actually. I don't. I play NHL and 2K. NBA.
The 2-2. Misses off the plate.
Now, here's the question. Are you DVRing...
Yes, the Sixers. Don't
okay,
tell me.
I'm just gonna get a little score check for myself.
Why?
So I'm gonna take a look.
You didn't DVR it?
I have to watch live
pitch.
Stuff.
Swung on, this ball is driven out to left center field. Playable for Stanley Consigura. The left fielder moves a couple steps to his left as Ramon Mendoza just got under that a little bit too much. For the flyout, two up, two down. To start things out here in the home half of the seventh, that'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn to the plate.
Number four, Tyler Reichenborn.
This guy finds a way to get on base. Tyler Reichenborn, 3 plate appearances. He's reached base safely in all 3 plate appearances. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Single in the first, RBI single in the third, and he walked in his last at-bat in the fifth. The 1-0. Call it a strike on the outer third. Why is everybody so shy on Twitter, Rich?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't understand.
Tell you, Brian.
It's pretty. Balls flared into shallow left center field, ranging over as Alex Ramirez, the center fielder. He will make the catch in left center field for the final out to retire the side in order 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're headed to the eighth. Mets lead 3-1 here at the Dean.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the eighth. New pitcher out on the mound. We got a lefty, a southpaw out on the mound. Who do we got, Rich?
I like they included the southpaw. That's interesting.
Love
but
it.
That's going to be, or he's 6'2", 200 pounds, even 200 pounds, 22 years old, no wins, no losses, a 15.00 ERA. I'm not really sure how that works, but it's going to be a 6th game here tonight. 6 innings pitched, so quite the closer here. 9 strikeouts, though.
Small sample size for the lefty getting set to face William Lugo at the plate. The first pitch misses wide at 95 for ball one.
He's out of Southern California. Went to college.
Hometown Glendale, California. Mm-hmm. Lefty delivers the 1-0. Fouled right at the plate off the shin guard of the batter, William Lugo.
So I'm not understanding why his ERA is so high.
Well, here's the reason. So, small sample size, 6 innings worked. He's probably
right.
Given up, 7 earned runs, if I had to do my math. Maybe 8, maybe 9.
Okay. I guess when you haven't pitched that many innings,
exactly.
That makes sense. All right.
I'm with you. The 1-1, right down the middle for a ball. Not sure where that one missed. Sander Moore, the third baseman, probably 2 feet off the line over at third base. Playing behind the bag, the 2-1 slapped at him, fouled right back to the screen.
I see Robbie headed this way, and I'm not happy, Brian. I'll tell you that.
He doesn't have his cowbell.
He's climbing.
Good. What is he doing over there?
Fly away.
Bozo. The 2-2 swung on, fouled back. I love Robbie the Redbird.
I forget what. Our mascot, I think, is Clutch. Not a very not an original name.
Well, with the 15-7 record, you guys must be clutch. 2-2 backdoor breaking ball freezes Lugo. A big first out here to start things out in the top half of the eighth.
That's a nasty curveball coming in at 76 miles per hour.
That'll bring up Raul Barrasierta to the plate. 1-for-3 so far on the evening. Singled back in the fourth. He bats from the right hand side. Expecting to pull the first pitch. Swung on, this ball is driven out to center field. Playable for Reichenborn. Moves back a couple steps. He makes the catch shy of the warning track. And very quickly, two up, two down to start things out here in the eighth.
Now batting, the right fielder, number 21, Omar.
Do you think you could be a mascot?
Yes.
I think I could.
I was a mascot, actually.
Were you?
In high school. Yeah.
What was
that? But I was cool. I was cool. I went to a...
So what happened? The first pitch by De La Santos fouled straight back.
Listen,
What was the mascot?
I was a Ram.
All right.
It was really cool looking,
That's
too.
That's a solid mascot.
And I went to a small high school, and I was the best. I was the coolest.
The 0-1 catches the inner third for a called strike two looking.
And I can't stress this enough. I get that being the mascot, you're like the loser or whatever.
No, absolutely not.
Where I went to school, it was. I promise you, I was respected.
You might
it.
As well have been the valedictorian.
I was the first mascot in our school.
The 0-2 swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the inning for Alex Corwell. 1-2-3 inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. We're headed to the home half of the eighth. Redbirds need a rally as they trail by two.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future. Said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. 3-1, the St. Lucie Mets lead the Palm Beach Cardinals. They're going to have to deal with the heart of the order. Rich Jarboe getting a little jive going in his step over here.
What a walk-up song. Hypnotized by Biggie Smalls.
Ooh, good work by you, Rich.
I got you.
Righty on lefty matchup. Nate Jones out on the mound. The first pitch to Tavallin. Runs inside for ball one. Tavallin followed by Brady Whalen and Jeremy Rivas do up this half inning.
What would your walk-up song be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mine would, I'm thinking Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
The 1-0 fouled right off the end of the bat.
Anything by Motley Crue, honestly. Wild Side would be good.
That's good work by you, Motley Crue.
I like Motley Crue.
For your age, being 20 years old, Rich?
They're touring again, by
I'm
the way.
I'm impressed.
Last year.
I'm impressed. The 1-1 misses upstairs. I'd probably steal my walk-up song from my favorite baseball player, Chase Utley, which would be Led Zeppelin Cashmere.
Okay.
That's
fair. Or I'd make my own with the Ejected Podcast introduction.
What's the Ejected Podcast?
Oh. Check that out.
That's you?
That's me.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you?
I loved that.
That is a good picture. Rich Jarboe wearing a run into right center field. It's going to split the gap and go all the way to the wall. Tavallin will head around first. He's going to head into second. He's not stopping. He's going to try for three. The throw will come in late. Tavallin heads in standing to third. And the Cardinals are in business here in the bottom half of the eighth with the leadoff base runner over at third.
Got to turn them down a little bit. They're getting loud.
They're getting excited down here. What's the matter with them?
Couldn't hear myself.
These Silver Sluggers not ready for bed tonight.
What a triple. Way to get there. I don't know what else is. Way to get there.
A chance for the Cardinals to capitalize here as they trail by two in the bottom half of the eighth. Nobody out. Runner at third. Brady Whalen at the plate. First pitch. Breaking ball runs down and inside right at the ankles. Counts one ball and no strikes.
It's rare I write down a triple on my my score sheet.
You have a score sheet?
I mean my little thing.
Just making sure. The 1-0. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Whalen 1-for-3 on the evening. He singled back in the third.
And if we can't get this run in, it might be almost time to start swinging for the fences, because
big hole along the left-hand side of the infield. The 1-1 grounded sharply, foul down the first baseline.
Yeah, all you need is a base hit here.
Well, with the infield playing back on the dirt, they're willing to sacrifice this run for an out right now. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets along the third base side. No activity for the Redbirds along the first base side. Jones comes set at the shoulders. The 1-2 misses upstairs. We need a Redbird rally cry on Twitter at RPC Broadcast. Give us some love out there. The 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, driven foul down the first baseline.
Hey, you. I like that sound.
Hey, you.
Of course you do. With Palm Beach, 1-for-3 in last night's debut. The 2-2. Swung on, staying alive, skies it out of play, right off the roof of my car along the third base side.
It's looking like out in the Mets bullpen there that's Grant Hartwig, number 30. Another tall glass of water, 6'5", from Detroit.
You can't miss him out there.
Went to college in Miami.
2-2. Runs inside on the changeup. Whalen lays off. Tough pitch to take right there.
Yeah, usually at this point you got to really protect, so that's some good plate discipline there.
Got ourselves a good one, 3-1 score, 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, bottom half of the eighth. Whalen representing the tying run at the plate. The payoff pitch, swung on, grounded sharply, foul down the first baseline.
Staying alive, all right, a little Bee Gees action.
Can you name the singers of the Bee Gees? I know there's Barry Gibb. What's the other guy's Gibb?
You got me there. I was more 80s.
Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Whalen chases at ball four down in the dirt. And he's ready to snap his bat right over his knee, as you can tell.
Yeah, that's a tough at-bat there, especially staying alive for so long.
That'll bring up Jeremy Rivas to the plate here with one out. Cardinals need to get this run home. Leadoff triple to start things out.
According to my score sheet, that's the eighth strikeout so far for the Mets.
Rivas batting from the right-hand side. He lays off the first pitch, slider down and away for ball one. Rivas 0-for-3 on the evening. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third. The 1-0. Slow roller. This will bring the run home from third. Newton, the shortstop, is up with it. He'll throw across to Barisierta for the 6-3 put out. But it's an RBI nonetheless, as that brings home Tavallin from third. It's now a 3-2 ball game.
And you know, I said it earlier, it's a productive out.
Yes.
Because you got the run. That's something you needed. Unfortunately, it's pretty late in the ball game.
Well, it's a one-swing game now.
Absolutely. So anything can happen at this point.
That'll bring up Wade Stauss to the plate. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, the first pitch. Checks.
And all I can think there is maybe he's waiting for the perfect one.
Stauss 1-for-2 on the evening. Walked in his last at-bat back in the sixth. The righty Jones set the 0-1. Called a strike on the inner half. Quickly down in the count of Stauss. No balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, scoreboard says differently, but I don't think I agree with that.
Don't.
Maybe it was challenged and we missed it.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Retired on 3 strikes is Wade Stauss. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Nate Jones. but not before the Cardinals cut the deficit in half. They put up a run in the inning. They trail 3-2 as we head to the ninth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus and Rich Jarbo.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top two, the first place St. Lucie Mets lead your Palm Beach Cardinals. We got some good scores around the Florida State League tonight, Rich.
What's it looking like?
Over in Lakeland along the West Coast, top of the ninth, tie score between the Fort Myers Miracle and Lakeland Flying Tigers, 3-3. Over in Bradenton, 3-3 between the Tarpons and Bradenton Marauders. They're in the bottom half of the eighth. Jupiter Hammerheads lead Daytona 4-3. They're in the top half of the seventh. 8-9-1 due up for the St. Lucie Mets. The first pitch to Kevin Villavicencio, skied out of play, first base side.
Hey, Bradenton and St. Lucie have some beef on TikTok.
I saw they had a benches clearing brawl earlier this season.
Ooh.
The 0-1 swing and a miss.
Yeah, no one to mess with theirs. Bradenton, I commented something on the TikTok, and they said, you're lucky you only have to see us in the championship. I said, all right.
0-2, swung on, skied out of play.
And that's weird that we don't play them. At St. Lucie, I don't know about Palm Beach, but St. Lucie isn't going to play them this season.
There's some scheduling stuff, too. The Hammerheads and the Cardinals don't play Clearwater, I want to say.
Yeah, we played Clearwater already, so that's...
It's odd. 0-2 foul down the third baseline.
I don't know if maybe they're trying to save some money, but, I mean, while they're on the road, if they could just stop by, I guess. I don't know.
The 0-2 swing and a miss.
Went upstairs for that one.
Villavicencio strikes out, swinging. That'll bring up the nine-hitter, Jose Rivera, to the plate. And if you're the Cardinals right now, you need to keep this deficit at one. You need a shutdown inning. Keep it to a one-swing game.
13 strikeouts up there.
First pitch to Rivera on the outer edge. Misses just wide for ball one.
And I think you can count on this team making it a... leaving no runs for this inning. I think you can count on that.
The 1-0, a healthy cut, swing and a miss. A long swing right there by Rivera. Three runs, nine hits, two errors for the Mets. Two runs, seven hits, no errors. One misses wide.
Yeah, last time the Mets scored, it was light outside. So you can probably count on them staying at three for the rest of the game.
2-1, fouled straight back. Yeah, Carlos Dominguez, with that two-run homer, pretty much brought the moon out for everyone. Shut the lights out.
Yeah, he's doing more than his part for this series.
Three home runs in the series for Carlos Dominguez. The 2-2 misses wide. Count runs full.
And it's only the second day. Am I right?
I'm going to miss you guys over the weekend. The payoff pitch. Swung on, skied out of the stadium, first base side.
So he has more home runs in this series than there have been days in the series.
You're a math whiz, man. I got to tell you. That's good work by you.
That's a...
Three versus two. All right. 3-2. Right down Main Street. Called third strike looking. Rivera frozen. He goes down for the third time on strikes tonight.
I believe the last three outs were strikeouts, if I'm correct.
Yeah, four out of the last five batters, three straight retired by Alex Cornwall. We'll flip it over to the top of the order. Alex Ramirez to the plate, 2-for-4 on the evening with the run scored. The first pitch right down Main Street for ball one.
I like the way you say that.
I mean,
maybe there's something with the challenges. I understand.
Where did that pitch miss?
That would have been challenged.
The 1-0, high chopper right over the pitcher's mound. Tough play for Rivas. He's going to have to hurry. He's going to eat it and hold on to it, not make the throw. Probably a wise play by the shortstop.
That fan wasn't happy.
The third hit on the evening for the leadoff hitter, Alex Ramirez. That'll bring up the two hitter, Stanley Consigura, to the plate. 1-for-4 on the night with a single. Time is called at the plate.
You're responsible for the 10th strikeout of the night in his last at-bat.
Left side of the infield expecting to pull more. The third baseman hugging the line over at third. The first pitch right down Main Street for a strike. And we love that. We love when it's right down the middle and it's called a strike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From the belt, the 0-1. Check swing.
What a game.
You've got to be absolutely, like,
as the French say, quelle journée.
I can't repeat what I want to say, but the count's 1-1. From the belt, the delivery. Swung on, skied out of play, first base side.
Made up for it.
Like they say in basketball, when the free throw comes, the ball don't lie. 1-1, 2 strikes, ball 2 outs. Top of the 9th, 3-2 score, Mets lead. Cornwell set at the belt. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Nice block by McKeith and behind the dish. Rich and I would really love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Yeah, running out of time. Don't be shy. Twitter's pretty easy. Just give us a little shout out. We'll give you a shout out right back. Deuces are wild. 2-2, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pickoff throw to first. A little laissez-faire pickoff throw. Back standing is Ramirez. Crowd getting a little rambunctious here at the Dean. The 2-2. Swung on, chopped foul, third base side. Ramirez over at first base, 1-for-3 in stolen base. 2-for-4 now in stolen base attempts so far this season as he swiped a bag back in the first.
And had I been out on the field, I would have made that play right there.
I know you would have.
That's where I usually stand. Yeah. So. I'm 2-for-4 on the season.
You don't need a glove. You don't need a glove either.
No, no glove, no glove.
No glove. No glove, no love.
Is that a pitch clock? I think it was just a stop in the play. And then it resets. See, I don't understand.
The 2-2. Swung on.
And I like the dugouts here. I like that they're in the ground. You ever see, like, at the Final Four courts?
Yeah,
they're in? I like that. I think that's cool.
It's pretty neat.
That's how these are here.
The 2-2, grounded sharply through the hole in between shortstop and third into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second will be Ramirez. It's a two-out single for Stanley Consigura, his second hit of the evening. And that'll bring up the dangerous Carlos Dominguez to the plate. Now you're playing with fire.
Yeah, if he corks one out there, I would chalk this one up.
Two outs in the inning, 3-2 score. Dominguez 1-for-3 on the evening with a 2-run homer back in the first. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, a healthy cut, swinging for the fences, swinging a miss. No activity in the Cardinals' bullpen right now. It's Alex Cornwell's game from here on out. He peers in for the sign, gets the one he wants from McKeithen, and the 0-1 brushes him off the plate inside, counts even at 1-1. He's crowding that plate right there.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's getting these inside balls. That's what's going to happen.
Ramirez from second, Consigura from first. checks the runner. The 1-1 swung on, cued off the end of the bat and fouled to the backstop. Dominguez down in the count, a ball and two strikes.
Hey-o. Boom, boom, boom. Hey-o. I'll get involved if the crowd doesn't want to.
What's the matter with you? You're something else, you know that? The 1-2 breaking ball, chopped foul, third base side.
There's another play for me, right there. Another play. That would probably make me 3 for 5. I'd get that.
You
one.
Probably would have made an error right there. We'd have to rule that an E10.
That's a slow ball right
E10,
there.
E10 error on the video guy down on the field.
No, E10 is the manager. I'd be E11.
The 1-2. Fastball misses low. Deuces, strikes, two outs, two men on. And Aaron McKeithen will take 2 seconds to trot out to the mound, along with half of the infield.
You got ducks on the pond here.
Yeah, they need the right pitch right here, because Dominguez is dangerous.
X gonna give it to you.
I'm surprised Lisa Osborne on Twitter, she might be our Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game for tweeting at us on Twitter.
Did she say something else? Or?
No, she's the only one that tweeted at us, other than you with the Ejected Podcast.
Well, that, we don't know who that was.
No, who is Ejected Podcast? I'm sure it's a great podcast. Everybody should tune in and listen.
Yeah, give it a little download.
I think a new episode's out on YouTube tonight.
Tonight, yeah. When someone gets back.
I might have to go home and listen to that. We're back, set for baseball. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Dominguez back in the box. Cornwell set. Runner goes. Swung on, grounded sharply to Rivas at short. He's going to have to hurry. The throw down to first is in time to Whalen for the 6-3 put out, and the side is retired. No damage done here as the Cardinals trail by one, heading to the bottom half of the ninth. Brian Loftus, Rich Jarbo here on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network. Rich and I are just going to keep talking because our commercials aren't necessarily working right now.
It's all right. We can think of some things.
Well, there's some problems with Wi-Fi every now and again. We get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Not a big deal, but a great night for baseball. 3-2 score. Mets trying to close this out. Win game 2 of this 6-game series. They won last night by a score of 3-1.
New pitcher.
How about your buddy Grant Hartwig?
Oh, Grant Hartwig, I got him.
Yeah,
here.
Tell me about Grant Hartwig. What do you know about him?
Well, he's from Detroit. He's 3-0 on the season.
Oh, God bless him.
Tall glass of water. He's 6'5".
That's it.
235 pounds. He's 24 years old. It's going to be his 7th game here. A 2.0 even ERA with 9 innings pitched and 12 strikeouts. It's Grant Hartwig.
How many blown saves does he have?
He's got one save. I don't know how many blown saves he has.
Well, get ready for his first here, folks. He's going to get set to face 7, 8, and 9 in the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals. No easy task right now. Aaron McKeithen comes in 0 for 3 on the evening. McKeithen followed by Hansel Otamendi and Sander Mora do up this half inning. McKeithen playing in his first game here with Palm Beach this season. I'm going to miss you guys next week, man.
Are you?
Although you won't be here. You'll be with St. Lucie. Getting a little surgery done on Friday. Righty on righty matchup. Grant Hartwig out on the mound. The first pitch. In for a called strike one looking.
And you're going to have to take a cut on that one. I know it's usually standard to take the first pitch, but you're going to have to take that one there.
The 0-1 slider misses down and away. It goes all the way to the backstop.
But, you know, I say it all the time. There's a reason that I am watching the game, and I am not playing.
Do you really say that all the time? That's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Oh, come on.
The 1-1, swing and a miss, fooled on the slider.
It's a good ball right there. How many bats have you broken in your baseball career? I've broken a handful.
How many have I broken? Two. Swing and a miss. McKeithen goes down on strikes, one out here in the bottom half of the ninth. That'll bring up Hansel Otamendi to the plate. No, I always used the aluminum bats when I was playing back in the day. Never really used the wooden bats. I did punch some holes in my parents' walls.
I played in a Legion, and we had to use wooden
American
bats.
American Legion baseball?
We had to use wooden bats, yeah.
First pitch, beautiful breaking ball right there by Hartwig. Snaps it over the heart of the plate.
Now, I'm not trying to say I'm any good, because we didn't win a single game. So I'm not... Don't get too excited.
There's a reason you're up here in the booth. The 0-1. Another slider. Otamendi lays off down in the zone. Counts even at 1-1.
We were in 8th grade playing junior varsity and varsity guys. So
nice.
We were getting there.
The 1-1 grounded to third base. Hugging the line is Lugo over at third. He makes the play. He's in perfect position. And he throws down to Barisierta. Over at first. Hot corner to hot corner. 5-3 put out. And the Redbirds down to their final chance here in the form of Sander Mora. Mora 1-for-3 on the evening. He singled and scored back in the third.
And here's the thing about Mora is it's going to have to be him, unfortunately. And it's going to have to be him and then someone else.
First pitch slider misses upstairs in the zone for ball one. If you're Mora, you just want to find a way to get on base.
You got to get on base.
Flip it over to the top
of the
order right here.
Try to steal some bags.
Lugo hugging the line over at third. The 1-0 misses down and in. Hitters count two balls and no strikes. 3-2 score, bottom half of the ninth. The 2-0 from Hartwig. Breaking ball starts at the hip, comes over the heart of the plate. Counts two balls and a strike.
Guess he thought that was coming inside. He shifted his shoulder there.
The 2-1. Slider misses well wide.
All right, Moore's in a good spot here. What's 3-1 a batter's count?
Yeah, definitely a hitter's count. I would almost make him throw me a strike right here. The 3-1 by Hartwig. Fastball right down Broadway. Like I said, why would you make him throw you a pitch? You should be swinging the entire way.
Exactly.
Count runs full. Cardinals down to their final strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hartwig gets the one he wants. The high set, the pitch. Fastball. Oh.
He walked that off way too confidently. Wow. Yikes. All right, brand new count. We must not have challenges right now because you're speechless.
Mora walks. I'm not sure where that pitch missed, but top of the order, Ramon Mendoza at the plate, the first pitch. Same spot. This one is ruled a strike.
Home run and it's all over.
Mora has to be counting his lucky stars over at first base as he leads away. Counts no balls and a strike. The high set by Hartwig.
Yeah, there must not be any challenges right now.
The 0-1. Two-seamer right on the inner half. Cardinals down to their final strike yet again. No balls and two strikes to Ramon Mendoza. 1-for-3 on the evening.
Probably not going to get four straight balls here.
The 0-2, staying alive. Slider, he cues it off the end of the bat, fighting to stay alive.
And you know what's really unfortunate is this young lady down here is one number away from a bingo. I can see her card.
Why are you looking at her card, man?
And she's not going to get it.
Are you cheating? The 0-2, misses wide.
It's getting mighty close. And that's what's not good for this young lady here is she's going to have to go home without a bingo tonight.
Well, she needs extra innings so we can get some more numbers out there. Tying run leads away from first potential winning run at the plate. 1-2 on Mendoza, the pitch. Swung on, this ball skied out to left field. It is playable for Stanley Consigura, and this game is over. Fly out to left field to end the ball game. Mets take the first two games by a score of 3-2. We're going to to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the postgame here as we wrap up Wednesday night here at the Dean.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone. Steve, by simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here. Brian Loftus and Rich Jarbo. As the Mets take game two of the six-game series, back-to-back wins. They pull this one out 3-2 after a first-inning blast by Carlos Dominguez, his eighth of the season. But the Mets Cardinals answered back with one in their home half of the third to make it 3-1. Put up another run in the eighth to make it 3-2, but just unable to tack on another run. Plenty of men left on base. And a tough one to swallow for the Redbirds tonight, Rich.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my player of the game here. Our Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game, for me, is going to go to Carlos Dominguez. And you mentioned it already. he already had that bomb.
Yeah.
And that was the big momentum boost that St. Lucie needed to start getting some runs there. But he struck out his next at-bat, and then he walked, and then he flew out to shortstop, actually. But he was leading the league in home runs before, and he's still going to be leading the league in home runs with 8 now. So that's going to be my player of the game. Who do you got on your list?
Well, just to mention real quickly, both teams with runners in scoring position last night. Mets went 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Cardinals went 0-10 tonight. The Mets went 3-8 with runners in scoring position. 9 men left on base. Cardinals had their opportunities tonight.
Oh, absolutely. 3-2 at close game.
2-11 with runners in scoring position for the Redbirds. They left 8 men on base in tonight's ball game. Mike Vassell picks up the win for the St. Lucie Mets. He improves to 1-1 on the season. Trent Baker, a solid job tonight. However, he does take the loss. He went 4 2/3 innings of work, striking out 8, walking 2, gave up 3 earned runs. He falls to 1-3 on the season, picking up the save. A clean inning for Grant Hartwig out on the mound. 1 inning of work, 1 strikeout, 1 walk, no hits allowed, no earned runs. Hartwig picks up his second save on the season. My player of the game, tough to go away from Dominguez. You already picked him. I'm going to go with Alex Ramirez.
That's fair.
3-5 tonight. He had 4 hits last night, 3 hits tonight, pair of runs scored. He's batting a clean .372 on the season. The Mets are a monster right now.
Yeah, especially with Ramirez. He's arguably the best hitter in the game right now, in the Florida State League at least. He's batting .358 now, or he came in batting .358. Sure, nothing much to say other than a great performance by Ramirez and by Dominguez and by the rest of the Mets.
Safe to say Ramirez will make the All-Star game, so will Dominguez and probably even Consigura. Everybody in the Mets lineup had a hit except for the 9-hitter, Jose Rivera, who went 0-4 on the evening. Mets improved to 16-7 on the season. Cardinals fall to 9-14, as now they are 7 games back of the St. Lucie Mets here in the Florida State League East. But we'll be back again tomorrow. Well, I won't be back tomorrow night. Thursday night. Game 3 of this 6-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. For Brian Loftus and Rich Jarbo, thank you for joining us. Rich, thank you for joining me here.
Always a pleasure.
I know you're a trader working for the St. Lucie Mets, but you like to come over and hang out with us with the Palm Beach Cardinals. And this ejected podcast you have, it's pretty interesting. Give it a look, folks, on YouTube. You can find it some other places as well. But for both of us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, thank you for joining us. As we sign off tonight, drive home safely, folks.